Although Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is recovering from cancer surgery at a Havana hospital, the Venezuelan leader's presence was felt at the summit of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, commonly known as the CELAC, in Santiago, Chile, last week. Vice President Nicolas Maduro read a letter from Chavez in which the Venezuelan president applauded Cuba's assuming the rotating presidency of the regional bloc and attacked his arch foe, the United States, for its long-standing economic blockade against Havana.
It's an act of justice that after 50 years of resisting this criminal imperial blockade, Latin America and the Caribbean is saying to the United States in one voice that all your attempts to leave out Cuba are failing.
Cuba has gained a new role in the CELAC thanks to the strong support of its ally, Venezuela. Caracas has been the leading advocate of using the CELAC to foster regional economic and political integration in an effort to tackle the influence of the United States.
It's important to create confidence between the two continents. In order to create this confidence, we have to get rid of internal and external colonization.
Venezuela's abrupt move this year to pull out of two regional human rights organizations in the OAS was seen by many as a loud and clear sign from Caracas to CELAC's members of the need to establish a multilateral forum on human rights to replace the OAS.
To understand the politics of Venezuelan independence and South American integration, you have to understand Venezuela's recent exit from the Inter-American Court of Human Rights and the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. These actions were done to complement the politics of regional integration that they are advocating for. It is in the CELAC where they want to do that. Here they want to create mechanisms of arbitration between Latin Americans for human rights cases.
But because of Chavez's sickness and skepticism among strong U.S. allies, Colombia and Chile, proposals to strengthen the CELAC have been put on hold. At last week's summit, the economic bloc instead focused its energy on signing trade agreements with the European Union and also sponsoring a resolution in support of Argentina over the sovereignty of the Malvina Islands. Martin Markovitz, Press TV, Caracas.